people are very worried. They're getting annoyed at what they're seeing. There is an awful lot of bad videos going about. You know, a lot of discussion has been going on behind the scenes with Gardaí, retailers, council. But I think, you know, it's out there. And we need to, I think, as a community, collectively address this issue. It's getting very violent. We need to drill down to see what is the cause of it. And it's not just a law and order issue. I think there's a job of work there to do for many of our agencies and indeed our local communities, and also from a parenting point of view as well. People need to come together as a collective, the agencies, the Gardaí, the council. We need to sit down and talk, the local community, and we need to try and formulate a plan of action to address this. Generally, Letterkenny is a safe place. It's a great place to live in. It offers so much as regards shopping and leisure, etc., etc. But we have this small core of people who are regularly involved in crime, and it's becoming more vicious, and it's starting to really worry people. And we need to sit down now and take stock of this, and where we can, we need to put the supports and the resources in to try and address the issue.
Yeah, because it's broad daylight. It's in and between around cars. It's in shopping places where people congregate. There's call-out videos that are really quite brazen. You know, as I say, relatively isolated, but it's there. It's not up some side street at night. And I think that's what sort of people view that. And we'll see that as Letterkenny as a whole, which I've pointed out and you've pointed out, that is simply not the case. But you have to tackle perception too. And we don't want to find ourselves in a situation where someone is incredibly seriously injured, because people are getting kicked on the ground, kicked in the head, stabbed, and this type of stuff. So I get where you're talking about. We also have to talk about or address what societally needs to be done to support people or families so that people don't go down certain pathways and find themselves in certain lifestyles. But in terms of, I suppose, the more immediate thing, Jerry, would be, say, for instance, a policing presence, because that instantly offers some level of security, and then it's an instant deterrent as well. So in terms of that, have we had any words from the guards in terms, do they have the resources? Do they have the will? What's the situation?
Yeah, well, first of all, Garrick, I would like to commend the guards for their quick action. Because in two of the instances that we're probably talking about, the people involved in that have been brought to court and are now facing criminal charges. And that's to be very much welcome. But it's a reaction to an incident or incidents that are happening. And what we want, and from discussions we've been having with the Gardaí in the chamber, is a bigger presence, more foot patrols, Gardaí more accessible, being seen on the streets, so that people feel safe, but also they prevent these type of incidents happening, as you say, in broad daylight or indeed in evening times. So, look, I know from talking to Gardaí, they are under pressure, and we have to say that. There's no other way to describe it. They don't have the current manpower that they would need. They don't have enough Gardaí. They don't have enough vehicles. And it's a battle every day for the Gardaí to put that out on the street and they ensure that there's adequate policing. But I have to say, with the resources that they have, that they're doing the best that they possibly can. But we have made it clear, and we had the commissioner up here, and we pointed out the difficulties that we're having in Donegal and have been for a long time, the need for more resources and all the different aspects of that, being close to 93% of our border with the north. We have a Gaeltacht, we have ports, we have airports. It's a very geographically widespread area. The next part, the new operating model, it's not going to work. And Donegal needs to be a standalone division. And we're making that case very forcefully with the commissioner. Indeed, yesterday was raised with the policing authority at a meeting that I was at with PPM members in Carrick and Shannon.